This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Greetings, one and all. I'm Les, VK5KLD, and once again it's time for the Northeast Radio Club news. Now, there are many events coming up soon at the Northeast Radio Club, and one of them is going to be the annual general meeting. Now, this will be on Friday, the 11th of July, and once again, there will be the usual annual dinner and a special guest speaker, plus many great door prizes. And there's also the chance for anyone to join the committee and help us run the club in the coming year. So if you think you can help us, then nominate for a committee position. And that's the annual general meeting, which will be on Friday, the 11th of July. Now, the next Northeast Radio Club amateur technical segment will be on the RHO 2-meter repeater, which is 146.850 megahertz with a 91.5 hertz access tone, on Sunday the 29th of June at 3:30 p.m. And this month's lecture will be about the achievements of Samuel Morse. So tune in for another informative amateur technical segment lecture. And the next Northeast Radio Club Tech Night is on next Friday the 27th of June at 7:30 p.m. at the Modbury West Community Hall. So get there at 7:15 p.m. and get a good seat. There's plenty of off-street parking available, and tea, coffee and soft drinks are available. Well, that's all the information for this week. So keep staying warm and keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. I think that we can safely claim that our 2025 annual convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships were, yet again, a roaring success. Although we have had a small number of suggestions for improving the fox hunts, we have not had any complaints, and the convention itself has resulted in nothing but favourable comments. Well done to Tim, VK5AV, and Greg, VK5ZGY, and his wife Gabby, and to Maxwell, VK5AC, and his team for all their hard work. We hope that all who came along this year will come back in 2026, and we would love to see a few new faces as well. Our event is probably best known for the very friendly and relaxed social atmosphere, which sets it apart from some of the other amateur events, which tend to be more strictly a buy, swap and sell type event. We now focus our attention on some of our projects and, of course, the never-ending task of repeater maintenance. At this point, we have some interference occurring on our Mount Benson repeater, which Tony, VK5ZAI, and Peter, VK5BE, are in the process of tracking down and hopefully being able to eliminate. Our new club trailer, which is already proving to be a brilliant asset, is still a work in progress. We are also starting to think about planning our annual budget for the 2025-2026 financial year and the election of office bearers, as our annual general meeting will take place on Friday the 15th of August. After a fabulous innings of 8 years as club president, Peter, VK5BE, will not be seeking re-election for the coming year, and so we are on the lookout for a new president. Peter has done an outstanding job for our group during his tenure, and he has set the bar very high indeed for any incoming president. However, I'm sure that whoever ends up in the position will bring some fresh ideas and a slightly different approach to the task in hand. Apart from Peter, all the members who currently hold office have indicated that they are willing to continue, which will probably mean that they get elected unopposed. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, with the AREG news for the 22nd of June. Last Friday, we had a great presentation from Adam Jenkins on the ESP32 microcontroller platform. This talk was recorded and is now available on the AREG website and YouTube. A big thanks to Adam for sharing his enthusiasm with us throughout the evening. Coming up on Sunday the 6th of July is our next high altitude balloon launch, Horus number 64. This will be a reflight of our crossband repeater payload, with the plan being to get it to a higher altitude than last time and try and get contacts between Adelaide and Melbourne. The repeater will be using the same frequencies as the last flight, so 145.075 MHz input and 438.975 MHz output, and a 91.5 Hz tone is required on the input. The repeater will be run as a controlled net, so listen out for net control VK5ARG before you call in. We'll also be flying one of our Wennet payloads for live imagery throughout the flight. It's now much easier to get involved with receiving the imagery, with our new WebWennet web browser-based decoding software allowing reception on Windows, Mac, Linux, and even some Android phones using an RTL SDR. To find out more about how you can get involved in this launch, either through tracking, using the repeater, or receiving imagery or telemetry, check out the blog post on the AREG website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.